Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hello. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. So we've talked about two different types of check-ins with your parts. A daily 1 minute where you're just showing up for your parts. The point there is not for them to talk to you. The point is for you to show up for them. And then two or three times a day, checking in to notice how blended you are, or conversely, how much self-energy you have available at that time. And I recommend that you do that during transition periods, such as when you're getting up to go to the bathroom, you're getting up to get another drink of water. Just stop and check in. How are you feeling? What are you noticing in your body? So today, we're going to discuss the art of knowing when you're blended with a part, when you're overly blended with a part. And so the first step to getting back into self-energy is noticing that you've lost it. And did you just say, duh, Laura, of course, really? I knew that. I know. And I know you did, right? I mean, it sounds obvious. Yet my work with clients in my own work have shown me that time and time again, that realizing when you're overly blended is actually easier said than done, particularly when you're just starting your journey. For one thing, duh, you're blended, right? I mean, odds are that that is an emotional state for you and you think it's you, right? You don't think that's a part of you. You think you are angry. And then once you start to realize that a part is driving your emotional bus, it takes patience, persistence, and willingness to be curious enough to wonder, hey, what is happening right now? Like, sometimes you can't. I mean, it is just like the part is taken over and you are gone for the ride, right? So being able to do that, to be able to like wrest back enough control to say, what is happening right now? Being able to do all of that requires a little space between what's happening in your life and how you're responding. One of my favorite quotes in the world, even before parts work, is by Viktor Frankl, who is a neurologist, a psychologist, and a Holocaust survivor. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. And so being able to create space between the stimulus and the response is a huge benefit of successful parts work. Consistent application of the consistent minute method that I've already given you helps give you that space. So you are less likely to fly off the handle and more likely to respond calmly when things get hard. So like I said, I am always looking to have some space, that sense of space between the stuff that goes on in my life and how I react to it. Like when my husband leaves his dirty socks on the floor again, and a part of me wants to throttle him. I mean, if I can hold that space and not bark at him, if I take a breath and just turn towards the part of me that's pissed and I hold its hand, hopefully I don't bark. Now, I don't always get it right, and you won't either. The honest to goodness truth is that sometimes you will have enough self-energy to get the pause, and sometimes you won't. That is the work. That is the practice. Parts work is also about making peace with our own humanity. So how do you get that space? Well, I would remind you to go back to lesson one and lesson two of the free e-course, which you can sign up for on my website. You'll find a link down below. And make use of this noticing your parts. Make it just part of your regular day, almost as regular as breathing. All of these check-ins that we do build trust between self and parts. Every check-in is you pausing. It is creating space. And so if you make a habit of pausing, you're wiring your brain to stop for a moment before you react or just take action. And every check-in is you cultivating the power to choose your response. Now, I always say there is no wrong time to notice that you're blended with a part. And in a perfect world, you would always recognize when a part's about to take over. But I don't live in a perfect world, and I bet you don't either. Like, being hijacked by a part is hard. You're going to say things and do things you never thought you would say or do. And it can take a while to come back to self-energy. So let me repeat something I said earlier. There is no wrong time to recognize you've been hijacked. Sometimes you'll catch yourself before you act out. Sometimes it'll only be later after the damage is done. But with time and practice, it does get easier to know you're blended before you react in ways that you might need to clean up later. But it's not going to be perfect, because remember, when it comes to parts work, the goal is progress, not perfection, as the saying goes. So there are things you can do, clues you can look for that will help you catch yourself faster. So let's talk about that. Some of the three clues that tell me I am overly blended is I am reactionary, like I want to take somebody's head off right now. I am being super critical, either of myself or of somebody else, or I wouldn't listen to anybody else's opinion or idea on something. On pain of death. There is no way. I'm not listening. I cannot hear what you're saying. I don't want to hear about your idea about politics. I know then if I have that kind of reaction, I am very blended. I know if I am super reactionary and I want to like snap your head off, I am blended. If I am very critical, I'm criticizing myself for something I did, or I'm criticizing somebody else in my life for something they did, whether it's in my head or out loud. I know I am blended with a part because remember, self would be calm, curious, feel connected, not like wanting to rip somebody's head off. These parts are when these things happen, when I am reactionary, when I am critical, when I wouldn't listen to somebody else's idea, if they had the cure for cancer, then I know I am blended. And I'm wondering, I'm curious, are any of these sounding familiar to you? So, if any of these things are happening in my life, I do my best to get curious. How quickly can I get back to curiosity? So, I pull out my inner Sherlock Holmes part and I start looking for clues as to why I'm so upset. Why am I reacting this way? Why am I so entrenched in my beliefs? And as painful as it can be to be overly blended, cluing in to being blended is a great next step in your parts work journey. We've got to recognize when we're overly blended. And the goal of this work is to, again, to build a relationship between self-energy and your parts. We want to be able to acknowledge them, accept them, and appreciate them. And part of that, being able to acknowledge, is acknowledging and recognizing I am blended with a part who's super angry right now. And again, welcome to humanity. So, in our next recording, we're going to discuss my favorite blend aids. How can I unblend once I recognize that I am blended? So, thanks for being with me today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to help you with some of these free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.